Freud said, what was it that Freud said? He said that the uncanny was, I don't know if he actually said it like out loud. I mean, I know he wrote it. I read it. He said, he wrote, that if you throw up your hands, it means you have eaten them. Yeah, I don't know about that, actually. And near the end, he was saying some really kooky things, but he also said, and I know this is true, that I am in love. Not himself, but me, Rick Royer. He said that Rick Royer is in love, and he was right about that. I am in love. I am so in love. Ow. 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 If you're in love and that makes you afraid, howl with me. Ow. If you're not in love and that makes you afraid, then howl with me. If you at least recognize a connection between love and fear, come on, howl with me. Baby, you give me the heebie-jeebies. Now that I love you dearly, I get creeped out nearly every day. Don't go away. Your face is gone. Your whole head and body too. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah, Jill. Jill would like to be able to call Dr. Armand Armand, but something holds her back. After so many years of friendship, one would think that she would feel comfortable calling him Armand, or even the foreshortened Arm. But she feels that some aspects of intimacy are worth delaying. Sure, they have seen the contours of their naked bodies in the chiaroscuro of an August night, and many times have they obsessively twisted earphones into their ears when being told the innermost secret desires of a dear friend. But for Jill, there is nothing safer than the humming sound of an oscillating fan. Her penis was magic. Whether it was bartering for goods at the market or hiding behind a tombstone, it was always going beyond the limits of believability. His hair swung down, and he ran his fingers through it purposefully. It had begun a raw sex's war. One night, Armand was awakened by the sound of someone, a villain, undoubtedly, attempting to break into his apartment. His immediate reaction was to roll over and start screaming, "Oh, help me!" But if his neighbors heard that, they would think he was crazy. So, as a man is apt to do, Armand raised his hand to his nose and smelled it. And there was a strong scent of daffodils and earth. Armand immediately knew that this meant the end of life had come. The hand can touch and the nose can smell, yet his lips and eyes had completely disappeared. To lose one's senses is bad enough. To lose one altogether is altogether worse. Finally, he realized that even the double has a double. Together they give form and tension, one to contrast split and opposition, the other to likeness, completion, and companionship. In 2005, Jill decided to move from Calgary. taking a full-time teaching position at the University of California, San Diego. Unable to house the entire collection at his home, Dr. Armand put the contents of the Doubles Museum in a storage unit just outside of Calgary. As with any process of archiving, it was a highly emotional experience for Dr. Armand to organize and transfer the artifacts from his home to the cold square in the Store Your Stuff facility. They both plan on gathering artifacts for the museum and exhibit it when possible. Both Jill and Dr. Armand had become increasingly overwhelmed with the growing size and popularity of the museum, so to leave it for a while felt like a good idea. The double is in the objects they collect, real enough to hold in a hand, but sometimes too slippery, slipping through fingers, haunts them, in their impulse to control what haunts them. The wind died down. No more sounds or smells. There was nobody else in the room with Armand after all, and he considered it very boring.